This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Three Palestinians have died in protest at the border fence between Gaza and Israel on the one-year anniversary of the start of the weekly demonstrations. Palestinian health authorities said two 17-year-olds were shot and killed by Israeli soldiers during the day, while a 21-year-old demonstrator died after being shot near the border fence overnight. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Hamas rulers had pledged to keep people a safe distance from the border fence, but as the crowd swelled, protesters rushed forward, unfurling flags and throwing rocks and explosives towards Israeli military positions. The troops then fired tear gas and opened fire at the protesters. The fence protests have been aiming in large part at breaking the Israeli-Egyptian blockade on Gaza, but haven't delivered major improvements so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuelans held competing protests Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro, aided by Russia and China, or self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it's obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid and will start within 20 days. The permission would mark a change in the Maduro government's policy on outside aid, which has been blocked from entering Venezuela. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province has killed at least four students and wounded more than a dozen, including two teachers. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban capturing a strategically important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. It's not certain who fired the mortar round, and a government official tells VOA the incident is being investigated. Yellow vest activists protested across France Saturday to support an activist injured last week in a confrontation with police and to show they remain mobilized against the government's economic policies. The demonstrators were undeterred by police protest bans in the 20 weeks of demonstrations. This is VOA.